It's a Heidel Minicast. And now, Scott Clark.
Today's Heidelcast comes from The Reformed Confessions of the 16th and 17th Centuries in English Translation, Volume 3, 1567 to 1599, published by Reformation Heritage Books in 2013. And this comes from page 515. If the Heidelcast helps you, won't you help us keep going? You can make the coffer clink by clicking on the PayPal link on the Heidel blog, or by mailing a check to Heidelberg Reformation Association, 1637 East Valley Parkway, number 391, Escondido, California, 92027. It is the judgment of the Reformed Churches of Nassau, 1578, about the use of organs in church. The church confessed, Latin songs, as well as organs, first introduced into the churches by Pope Vitellianus about 665, are for the most part abolished in the churches of this land. Not that the use of the Latin language or of music is rejected of itself, and the youth are rightly allowed these in their place, as in the schools and at home in their houses. But it is more profitable and edifying when, in the public assemblies, the prayer, singing, and the whole of the service of worship is performed in a known and intelligible language, so that the common man is able to retain something from it and to say Amen. And this has the apostle commanded the Corinthians in their assemblies, 1 Corinthians 14, who otherwise highly extols tongues and the variety of languages. So also these superfluous and unbeneficial costs expended on organs are much better directed to other necessary causes in the maintenance of churches and schools.
Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow for more from the Heidelcast, brought to you by HeidelbergReformationAssociation.org. Don't forget, when the coin in the coffer clinks, the cost of bandwidth shrinks. Copyright Heidelberg Reformation Association. All rights reserved. This is a Heidel Media production.